Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. Radical Russ here on the floor, day one in Fort Worth, Texas. And joining me is someone I'm really, really happy to see, Barbara Humphreys. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And what gorgeous hair you have.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to have hair now.
Last time we had spoken, you were battling cancer. You were going through chemo. You'd lost your hair. We had a great interview. Ended up in my top 10 for 2015. Tell us what's been going on for you since then.
Well, as of October 2015, I'm now officially cancer-free.
Yes.
I'm finished with all of my treatments, so I haven't even had to go back to my doctor, and it's been fantastic, and I'm growing hair in now. It's about 4 inches long and curly.
Yeah.
Now I am serving as the patient outreach coordinator for DFW Normal, so I'm getting more involved with that, and I like to help patients with as many resources as I can provide them with, whether it be links for just financial help, or I'm having people reach out to me for a lot of different reasons. I try to help any way I can.
How much outreach are you getting? Like in a week, how many calls are you going to get from people in Texas desperate for medical cannabis?
I get several messages. My inbox is always full. A lot.
It seems like for these folks that are calling you, it's got to be really frustrating and almost, you know, you'd be pessimistic as to whether or not they're going to get help here in Texas. Are things changing? Are the legislators starting to get this?
I don't know. No. I think that it's going to be a hard push. I think 2017 is going to be interesting. Do I think that we're going to get a full comprehensive medical bill here at that time, or even a full plant bill recreationally? No. I don't really know how long that's going to take. We need to get some of these politicians out. Some specific ones like Sheriff Travis and Denton, and the ones that are really hard opposed to it, we need them out of office. So right now, you know, it's voting time, so we need to get out there and vote.
How has the reaction been from the public? I mean, you go around, you tell your story, and are the people of Texas starting to get it?
Yes, absolutely. I get only positive responses. People warned me when I started this that I would get a lot of negative. To be honest with you, I really don't. A lot of people are 100%. And I've even been able to talk my grandpa into the value of cannabis. So, you know, I think a lot of Texas is ready for it. The people are.
Yeah, I mean, people think of Texas as the buckle in the Bible Belt. But the folks here are starting to get it, that it's a medicine and that it could help a lot of people. So they just need to get in front of their legislators, call them, talk to them, email them, let them know this is a medicine that Texans need to have access to. So what's next for you? Are you continuing, you're continuing with DFW Normal? Are you appearing at any events or anything?
Well, I will be speaking at the March in May. As far as events before then, I'm not really sure. I'm just there whenever they ask me to do whatever they need me for. I'm pretty much here to work. You know, I'm an activist every day, so I'm here to do whatever they need. And as far as that, I've just been doing art to pass my time because it's really calming to my soul.
Is this your art that we see here on the table?
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. They got the one that looks like the Van Gogh, and we got one that looks like a Texas flag with an eagle and a cannabis leaf and an owl here, and it's some beautiful work here.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been painting?
I actually only started in August.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're doing great. That's amazing.
Thanks.
All right. Well, Barbara Humphreys, you've done so much for so many by getting your story out there, and other people are going to hear your story and recognize, hey, she's like me. I can get through this. And I think you give people a lot of hope. Was it scary for you staying here in Texas? Did you have any problems with law enforcement during this time?
Yes, it was scary. And yes, I did have a problem with law enforcement. I also had a problem with CBS during this time because I have two young kids. Okay. And so someone made a phone call. They showed up at my house. I was honest with them because I find it hard to lie in general. I thought I was going to have a lot of problems. They were actually really understanding. They dropped my case. Told me that if they were in my shoes, they would smoke a joint too.
Wow.
So, I mean, even people in high platforms like that are starting to come around.
I think a lot of them, some of these DAs are starting to recognize the negative public relations if they took these cases to trial. Do you think that had an effect?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck with your art today, and so glad you're cancer-free.
Thank you. Me too. Yay!
All right, we'll be back with more from Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo right after this.